You're listening to American Ground Radio, where freedom grows, with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. And now, live.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we are too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day, yes, this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed.
This is American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
All right, so now with winds in Georgia by mm-hmm. John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock.
Mm-hmm. Which, I think, man, I cannot believe.
Not at all.
Why would you vote for a pastor who's accused of running over his wife's foot with a car and hasn't been paying? He's got tax liens on it.
No, it makes no sense. Wow. The worst part of it is the Democrats will now control the U.S. Senate, and Joe Biden is poised to implement a massive spending program. I'm talking about, you're talking another $11 trillion in federal spending.
Is that $11 trillion that is above and beyond? So we're going to add $11 trillion to the debt in the next year? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
That's like one third of our debt.
It actually, if you look at the estimates, it's actually you're going to add actually about $7 trillion mm-hmm. to the debt, because that's going to be offset by $4 trillion in additional taxes that are going to be levied on Americans. And it's not going to be just those who are earning more than $400,000, because Joe Biden promised during the campaign from his basement that no American household earning $400,000 or less would pay one red cent in additional taxes. But that simply isn't true.
But the tax increases never pay for themselves. They never actually bring in as much as they say they're going to, it because it slows down the growth of the economy.
Well,
they miss
so
their targets.
No, I'm so glad you brought that up, because prior to the pandemic, what we saw was the federal government collecting more money in tax revenues than ever before in American history.
And this was after the Trump tax cuts.
That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
We were, the federal government, this was prior to the pandemic, we were collecting more money in tax revenue than ever before in our history. And that was after the Trump tax cuts, which, by the way, increased middle class household income by $4,000 in just 3 years.
And frankly, the first time that middle class income has grown since, correct me if I'm wrong, but the early 1990s, isn't that right?
No, absolutely. If you look back at the Obama years, it took them 8 years mm-hmm. to just increase household income by $1,000. And Donald Trump, In just three years, raised household income. This is middle class mm-hmm. America here.
Right, right.
Raised their household income by $4,000. Now, in addition to that, and it's all tied together, unemployment was at a 49-year low mm-hmm. in this country, compared to the Obama administration, which had the highest jobless rate for any administration since the end of World War II.
And unemployment for African-Americans, women, and Hispanic-Americans all set record
Absolutely.
Lows, all-time lows, and the smallest distance between black unemployment and white unemployment in American history.
But the Democrats have repeatedly claimed, since those Trump tax cuts were passed in 2017, that the Trump tax cuts are overwhelmingly benefiting the rich. But the data doesn't bear that out. In fact, the tax liability of families who are earning between $50,000 and $100,000, decreased three times as much as those families with incomes over $1 million. So let me repeat that. So if you're a household earning $50,000 to $100,000, your taxes decreased under the Trump tax cuts three times as much as those families with incomes over $1 million. So yeah, the rich did get a tax cut, but for the middle class, it was three times as much for them.
Which is a big, big deal. And not one that was talked about as much as it should have been. If you just had people just hear the numbers, here's the truth of what's going on, you can make up your own decision as to whether this is a good thing or a bad thing, but here's the raw data. We just didn't have journalists doing that.
And these are the folks who went out of their way to vote for Joe Biden. And it wasn't just, these tax cuts weren't just the proverbial rich getting richer. Actually, and this is, I mean, this is really good. It was the poorest Americans who saw the biggest percentage gains in household income during the Trump presidency.
Until?
The pandemic.
Okay, now, it wasn't the virus that caused the problems. It was the government's reaction to the virus.
No, I get that.
That sent us to the highest unemployment, that really hurt. And by the way, the people that have been hurt the most financially from the pandemic has not been the 1%. It's been the folks at the bottom. They're the ones that have been hurt the most by this.
No, absolutely. But you look at all of the economic success across the board, mm-hmm. not just the rich getting richer, and not even merely the middle class, but the poorest of Americans seeing
right.
their household incomes increase at the greatest percentage mm-hmm. of all Americans.
Because opportunity works. When you give people the opportunity to work, that does work.
And then Joe Biden, this is, I don't understand, last month, he said this economy is the most unequal economy, that we're in the midst of a job crisis because of Donald Trump.
No, we're in a job crisis right now because of Andrew Cuomo, because of the governors in Democrat states, because of John Bel Edwards in Louisiana, because of the governors Pritzker in Illinois, because of Gavin Newsom out in California.
But look, Joe Biden says, he promises, help is on the way. Now, I say, what kind of help? Here's what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the help he's talking about.
Right.
$4 trillion in new taxes, which will be the biggest tax increase since the end of World War II,
mm-hmm.
by the way, as well as $11 trillion, as I mentioned earlier, in new spending. It's projected that the Biden administration will oversee a deficit increase of about $7.4 trillion, by 2030. And that's not to mention that he's going to eliminate the Trump tax cuts, as he said during the campaign, on day one. So from a $2.4 trillion of additional coronavirus stimulus spending to $2 trillion in a new Green Deal, plus $1.5 trillion expansion of Obamacare, which he's going to characterize now with a public option, and he's going to call it Bidencare. They're going to spend nearly $1 trillion on free college.
Man, Bidencare, the jokes just make themselves on that one.
I mean, seriously.
But see, and the free college thing, is so morally bankrupt. Making people who never went to college pay for the useless degrees that people who went to college and on debt got, that is just morally bankrupt.
And $11 trillion in new spending to stimulate the economy. We did all of this during the Obama administration, and unemployment only rose. I mean,
it didn't work. It didn't work. We don't have 8 years, because it took Obama 8 years to start getting back. We don't have 8 years of this nonsense.
No. When will the Democrats understand or learn what the Chicago economist, Nobel Prize-winning economist Milton Friedman told us a long time ago, there is no such thing as a free lunch.
Let's get to the top three things you need to know before tomorrow. Well, the fallout from Capitol Hill, the riots from this week, continues. One of the Capitol Hill police officers who was injured during the riot died from his injuries. His death is now being investigated as a homicide. Under pressure from lawmakers, the Capitol Police Chief, Stephen Sund, resigned on Friday, as did Education Secretary Betsy DeVos. Betsy DeVos is the second cabinet secretary to resign this week.
And here's what I don't understand. We're talking about how these Capitol terrorists, we'll call them terrorists for a minute,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, Joe Biden is supposed to be bringing the country together, but instead he's talking about how these protesters were being treated differently because they were white.
I'm sorry. Wasn't that a white woman who was shot by the Capitol Hill police officer and killed?
But at the same time, we haven't finished identifying who these people were in the first place.
And not all of them were white. You can just check the video. Second thing you need to know before tomorrow, the United States lost 140,000 jobs in December. That's the first decrease in jobs in the country since April. The main reason for the job losses was the renewed lockdown, mostly in states with Democrat governors. However, the unemployment rate did hold steady at 6.7%.
But the stock market saw this and they go, well, this is going to put pressure on legislators in Congress to pass another stimulus plan.
So the companies think they're going to get a whole bunch of money, printed money from the government. So they think that that's a good thing for the stockholders. But is it a good thing for America in the long run?
Well, now we've got the Democrats in control of the Senate. They're in control of the House. And now they're in the White House. Where do you think this is going?
Third thing you need to know before tomorrow, bars in Arkansas have sued the governor, Asa Hutchinson, over his COVID restrictions. The governor instituted a curfew, shutting down bars across the state at 11 p.m. The lawsuit, the bar owners cite statistics by the state's own Department of Health, which shows bars are one of the least likely places for someone to actually contract COVID-19.
I thought we were supposed to be following the science.
Right? Look, the most common place for someone to get COVID-19? Is in the home. So why are we locking everybody up in their own home? That doesn't make any sense at all.
Makes no sense at all. But, you know, it's really not about the science many times.
I think
it's about the politics.
You got to look like you're doing something, whether what you're doing works or not. You got to look like you're busy.
Well, you know what they say about the best laid plans, or the road to you-know-where is paved with good intentions.
Coming up next, talk to the mamas. Stick around.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Maybe it was that fourth grade teacher who believed in you. Or the big-eyed girl who smiled when you were the new kid. Maybe it was watching your child as she took her first steps. Those aha moments in life when everything seemed to come into focus. Those are the bright spots that lift us up when we're feeling down and show us a path from the ordinary to the extraordinary. America's history is filled with bright spots, too. The greatness of America is that it allows each of us to see the greatness within ourselves. That is how America became great. One dream, one bright spot at a time.
Bright Spots Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, and brightspotsbigcountry.com.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
The Conservative Kid Growth Kit, a fun, patriotic adventure for children ages 5 and up. Journey back to America with the entire family with the Growth Kit travel suitcase, including presidential tumbler, a Teddy Roosevelt teddy bear, and exclusive Founding Fathers flashcards that introduce the words of the Founding Fathers. The Conservative Kid Growth Kit is the perfect gift. Fun, educational, and endless activities. Preserve our freedoms for the next generation. The Conservative Kid Growth Kit at conservativekid.com.
If you say what you want to say and let the words fall out, honestly, I want to see you be brave.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Paul with Louis R. Abalone.
So I was watching the joint session on C-SPAN online.
Yeah.
And this was before, obviously, before everything went to hell in a handbasket. But Senator Cruz, and I thought he was very prophetic today as he was speaking on the floor of the Senate. He said, recent polling shows that 39% of Americans believe the election that just occurred was rigged. Actually, that number is higher than that, Senator Cruz. It's 47% of Americans believe the election was rigged, and that includes 30% of Democrats who say that Democrats stole votes or destroyed pro-Trump ballots in several states to ensure that Biden would win. But Cruz went on to say this, for those who respect the voters, simply telling the voters, go jump in a lake, the fact that you have deep concerns is of no moment to us. That jeopardizes, I believe, the legitimacy of this and subsequent elections. That seemed to make the absolute best sense to me, and I'm sure for many of our listeners. But basically, Cruz just laid it out. Look, we can just look the other way,
right,
and ignore the concerns of nearly half the country, or we could create a commission, 5 members from the House, 5 members from the Senate, 5 justices from the Supreme Court of the United States, and for 10 days have them meet and investigate whether or not the electoral counts from various states should in fact be confirmed.
Right.
I mean, that just seemed like, but all the Democrats wanted to talk about was about how this is a threat to democracy. No, guess what? Folks who have concerns about this election, they are exercising their First Amendment right, the freedom of speech. And if now you're going to castigate me because I'm questioning the outcome of an election?
What's a threat to democracy is changing the rules of the democracy in the middle of an election. It's not me questioning why you've done that. That doesn't threaten the democracy. It's you changing the way we're voting in the middle of the election and using the pandemic as an excuse to do it. That's the threat to democracy.
And I don't understand why the left doesn't see the distinction. The fact of the matter is questioning the outcome of the election is not a threat to democracy. If we don't have free and fair elections in the first place,
then that's not a democracy.
You got to start at the beginning.
You do. Words have meaning. So I thought we'd get the reactions. We have we don't really have a full mama question today. I thought we should get the reactions from the mamas about what went down in D.C. What do you think?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Mama, mama.
And joining us now, our American Mama Denise Arthur. Terry Netterville is out and about today.
And she's probably happy.
Yeah, because of not having to be here and deal with
I've seen her text today. She is not happy.
Well, we've all four of us have been going at it today.
Yeah, there's been certainly a lot going on. Let me first start with, you've been looking at some of you've been doing a deep digging into some of the people who were in the Capitol. You know someone who was there, right? And you've also been looking into the backgrounds of some of the other people that you've seen in photos there, yes?
Well, I just think, here's the thing. And, you know, I'm going to say this first because you and I talked about this a minute ago. And I've said this to friends, too. So I want to be given the same grace that I gave you. Because before, earlier on in the year, when we had all the George Floyd stuff and the Black Lives Matter and the sanctioned cities, and we had all this violence and this burning and looting and murders, I said then, and I'm going to say it again today, those groups were hijacked by radicals. It was obvious when you were watching it and you were thinking, do they not even realize? I thought they had no good intentions. If you're in a Black Lives Matter situation and all of a sudden you look around and then you have all these radical white people screaming their heads off and trying to take over, and I'm thinking, what is going on? So If I could see that when all that was going on, then I don't know why people can't see what was going on today. Now, do I know for a fact that there was no pro-Trump supporters that barged into the Capitol? No, I don't. But the freak show that we've been shown multiple pictures of today, come on, America. Seriously, do you think that those are Trump supporters? They are not. And you know why we know they're not? Because they're the same people, the same characters, the same actors that have been at Black Lives Matter rallies holding up signs saying, you know, F the police and do this and do that. Okay, so they can't be on both sides. So we've got some paid actors here.
There is a photo of one guy. He's the one with the horns on his head and his face is painted. He's not wearing a shirt. Cold day in D.C., not to be wearing a shirt. But he's standing on the desk there in the Senate. He has been shown wearing the exact same stuff with face paint at a climate change rally in Arizona last year. Now, you're not going to have a whole bunch of Trump supporters that are demanding climate change. There's something going on with this guy that just doesn't make sense.
Well,
he's just
definitely
one of the folks. There may be Trump supporters.
But look at his sidekick, Stephen. Okay, when you look at his sidekick, what was wrong with him? What was wrong with that guy? What would not make him a Trump supporter? The one with the long beard and the appealing tattoo.
Are you talking
on
about
his
the
hand?
One with the tattoo that's the
with
hammer
the
and sickle?
Yeah, and the hammer, exactly.
So you're not going to have many Trump supporters that are communist sympathizers enough to get a tattoo. I'm not saying Trump supporters wouldn't have tattoos. I know lots of Trump supporters who have lots of tattoos, but they aren't hammer and sickles.
Well, I mean, the thing is, look, people need to do their homework. It took me all of 5 minutes to find out who the guy was, the Viking looking guy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, his name is his stage name is Jake. And I'm going to spell it so people out there can do their homework. It's A-N-G-E-L-I. And when you look that up on his Facebook page, it talks about you can hire him out for anything. He can play any role with any amount of drama and commitment you need him to do. OK, and he's a QAnon guy. He claims to be a QAnon guy. And so how can he be protesting against everything that we stand? I mean, you
why
can't
would he
play
be protesting
two sides
with
exactly.
the climate change and then be QAnon. There's not a lot of overlap in those.
So,
Venn
but his
diagrams.
Real name is Jake Chansley, Chansley. So he's look.
But again, he was just one of perhaps hundreds.
Right, but these are the ones that were in the gallery. And then, why all the people that entered that building, Stephen? First off, there's a guy. His name is Jacob, and he is making a documentary. Imagine that. And he followed said Viking around the whole day and interviewed him. And now this guy's being interviewed. His picture is splashed everywhere. Why? It almost looks staged. I know it's not. I'm not a conspiracy person, but I'm just saying there was a gazillion million people there today, and these are the only five or six people you got a picture of and that you interviewed in mainstream media? I just need to know the facts. That's all I want to know. The other thing I want to say is this is horrific. This should have never happened. Never, ever should this have happened. And I mean that in a lot of ways. Number one, they should have never stormed the Capitol. And then the other thing is, if this would have been taken care of from the get-go, when all these different states were going backdooring instead of following proper procedure, this would have never happened. And as far as I'm concerned, Pence did what he could do within the laws that confine him to the job that he holds as being president of that of the floor of the Senate.
If you'd like to ask our American Mamas a question, go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/AmericanGroundRadio or facebook.com/AmericanMamas. Terry Netterville will be back. Denise Arthur, thank you so much.
All right.
Coming up next, we're talking with Mike Johnson. We'll be right back. Stick around.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Maybe it was that fourth grade teacher who believed in you. Or the big-eyed girl who smiled when you were the new kid. Maybe it was watching your child as she took her first steps. Those aha moments in life when everything seemed to come into focus. Those are the bright spots that lift us up when we're feeling down and show us a path from the ordinary to the extraordinary. America's history is filled with bright spots, too. The greatness of America is that it allows each of us to see the greatness within ourselves. That is how America became great. One dream, one bright spot at a time.
Bright Spots Big Country, What Makes America Great by Lewis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, and brightspotsbigcountry.com.
When you need vehicle service or repair, come to Tire World. From oil changes to engine replacements, we've got you covered. Our techs are AAA approved and ASC certified. We sell Michelin, BF Goodrich, and other leading brands. It's our job to keep you on the road.
We are Tire World.
Is your website Americans with Disabilities compliant? Did you know it's the law? Did you know the federal government is beginning to fine companies up to $10,000? And ambulance-chasing lawyers are hunting down websites that aren't ADA compliant, causing massive financial chaos with nasty lawsuits? Defend yourself now. Make your website ADA compliant before it's too late. To get a free website review to see what you need to do to be in compliance with federal disability laws, contact me at 504-669-6076 or Jeff at WGSO.com. Hey, it's Jeff Cruer for New York Pizza, the oldest pizza parlor in the city, opened by Wayne Del Corral in 1980. They're celebrating 40 years of the best pizza in the city. Their pizza is thin like New York-style pizza, but they use a French-style dough to bring a New Orleans flair that you'll never forget. You've got to try the Snooey Bread, a delicious appetizer on a 5-inch seeded bun with mozzarella Swiss, sliced Roma tomatoes, and oregano. The Big Apple is my personal favorite. A pizza with pepperoni, bacon, mushrooms, olives, green peppers, Italian sausage, and minced garlic. Unforgettable. Wayne is a New Orleanian, born and raised in the city, Jesuit UNO and Loyola grad. He operates New York Pizza and the adjacent Bronx Bar with his family. Go check him out at 4416 18 Magazine Street in New Orleans, or call him at 891-2376. And if you mention Ringside Politics or Jeff Cruer, you get a 10% discount. Have you ever wondered if you're drinking too much toxic bottled water? Are you spending too much on it? What if I told you the very best water on the planet is not available in stores? Learn how you can save money and give your body healthy antioxidant water. I'm talking about Kangen water, electrolyzed reduced water. The alkalizing effects of this water are amazing. To set up a demonstration just for you, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or 504-669-6076.
When you need vehicle service or repair, come to Tire World. From oil changes to engine replacements, we've got you covered. Our techs are AAA approved and ASC certified. We sell Michelin, BF Goodrich, and other leading brands. It's our job to keep you on the road.
We are Tire World.
Well, I was walking for some time when I came across this sign saying, who are you and where are you from? We don't like when visitors come. No trespassing, that's what it said. At least that's what I could read. No trespassing, get my ass.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Lewis R. Avalone. Lewis, earlier this week, on Wednesday, when all the rioters did go into the Capitol building.
When all of hell broke loose.
Yeah, proverbially. One of the friends of the show, friends of ours, and congressman, actually now one of the highest ranking Republicans in the House, Mike Johnson, was on the floor of the House. He gave his reasoning for why the Congress should reject the votes from the state of Arizona. And then people rushed in, and Mike Johnson was rushed off to a safe room with a whole bunch of other congressmen. We saw him on Fox News. We reached out to him, and we were able to talk to him in that bunker and in that moment.
It's fascinating.
I thought so, and a bit scary. I think because again, we both know Mike personally, and he's an upstanding person, an upstanding citizen, and you hate for any of your friends to be in that situation. You certainly hate for the country to have been in that situation, but it becomes a little more personal when you know somebody there.
And most of those in the chamber that were there on the House floor and in the Senate, they didn't know what was going on at the time when security came in and ushered them out, because many of them had not been watching the news.
Right.
And not, they didn't have a television monitor on seeing what was going on outside the Capitol.
Because they were the ones making the news. They were the ones on the floor of the House giving the speeches, so all the cameras were pointed at them. They weren't looking at TV screens somewhere. And so this was kind of a rare opportunity for us to bring a little history to our listeners as it was happening. So we reached out to Mike, and we got a hold of him, and he was willing to take some time and speak with us, as he often is. But this is the first part of that interview, and we thought it was pretty fascinating, and so we wanted to bring it to you. And joining us on the phone, Congressman yep. Mike Johnson. Mike, you are in an undisclosed location there in D.C. with some other folks. As I understand, there are other representatives with you. Is that right?
Yes, I just stepped into a little bit smaller room, but I don't know. There's probably 150 members of Congress all been huddled together for almost 2 hours now since this whole chaos ensued in the House chamber. And just a lot of sadness here, guys. I mean, people are really disturbed by this for all the obvious reasons, and it's a really dark day in our nation's history.
Mike, describe for our listeners what happened. I know you gave your speech, made your objection there on the floor of the House. What happened next? Can you kind of describe for us what the situation was?
Yeah, you know, we were on the House floor. I was at the speaker's podium there, and we were doing, you know, this rich tradition that we have in this country. Every 4 years, Congress assembles and we go through the count of the electoral votes. I mean, this is a important part of our tradition, and in many times in our history there have been objections to certain votes, and we were engaging in that whole very important, beautiful process today in an orderly manner. That's what we do in America. In the midst of all that, chaos ensued on the floor, and the Capitol Police began to lock us into the room, lock down the chamber. That doesn't happen very often, guys, and so it was kind of alarming to everyone. And then it escalated from there. Ultimately, they had us don gas masks. There was tear gas around the hallways. You could hear what sounded like hundreds or, I don't know, thousands of voices. When you're in the Capitol complex in Congress, everything echoes because all the walls, everything's marble, right? So, I mean, it sounded like a loud crowd, a mob, riot, people screaming and shouting. Then we heard gunshots, and I mean, it was just glass was breaking, all that. And so they evacuated us out of the chamber, down through the tunnels, into these secure locations. And we've just kind of been huddled here together ever since. And Republican, Democrat, all together, all as Americans, really just outraged by what's happened.
Mike, as I was watching on air, your objection and Democrats' support of it, it seemed like you guys were talking past each other, and this is before folks came in. You say right now you guys are huddled in the same room. Is anything going to change because of what's happened today, do you think?
You know, I hope so. I wish that were the case. I've become a little jaded in recent days, as many of us have. I mean, we're in a dark place and a dark time for the country. I mean, you know, we're losing, we all feel, I think we all sense it, part of the fabric of who we are as a nation. And we've got to remember, I mean, when I got here, you guys know, I got elected in 2016, came in January 2017, same time the president came in. And one of the first things I did when I got here was help found this caucus, the Honor and Civility Caucus. And Charlie Crist, my Democrat buddy from Florida, was the fellow co-chair of mine. And we started this idea, this bipartisan idea, to try to get people back to this common sense of decency, you know, that this idea that we can have very different philosophical principles and positions on policy and all the rest, but at the end of the day, we're still Americans, right? And we're not supposed to look across the chamber at the other table at somebody making another point on a debate and think of them as an enemy. They're our fellow Americans. And, you know, from a biblical context, that we're supposed to love them as our neighbor and our friend. And so, I mean, we've gotten away from that, and we've gotten away from that at our peril. We're forgetting these foundational principles that hold us together. I was on Fox News just going live, stream of consciousness, right after this happened. And I mentioned this idea that we are still an experiment on the world stage. I mean, the three of us have talked about this a lot. You guys have written about it. I mean, there's no guarantee that a constitutional republic like ours can last forever. In fact, I mean, we're less than 250 years into this, and it's a very fragile thing, as we see on a day like today. And the thing that holds it together are these common principles, these common foundational ideas that unite us. And we've got to focus on that and get away from this vitriol that just is so pervasive in the culture right now.
Well, and a lot of folks are saying, this is so embarrassing. This is going to hurt Trump's legacy. This is, you know, for the Trump movement, for this idea that this election was somehow stolen. This ends it. And my question is, what are you hearing there on the ground? Are you hearing these are Trump supporters? There's been reports of Antifa being mixed in with. Have you all received any reports with regards to who is actually committing these acts of violence?
Well, we're hindered in a way in that because they've got us locked away at the moment. And all that we know is that there's like one TV monitor in this giant place where we are. People have been huddled around that. And then we all have our, you know, smartphones and all that. But, you know, there's a lot of conjectures, a lot of confusion. Clearly, a lot of these people would self-describe as Trump supporters. I guess, you know, they're wearing all the MAGA gear and carrying flags. Who knows? Maybe Antifa did infiltrate. Maybe they sparked all this. I mean, it may take us a while to sort through and figure all that out. But I'll say this, whoever's responsible, I don't care what side of the aisle they're on, they better be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. I mean, one of those animating principles that holds us together is our belief in the rule of law. I mean, that is foundational to who we are as a country. And we can't countenance this kind of crazy violence and lawlessness. This is the stuff that we've all been railing against that we saw over the last year in Portland and all these other places, the Antifa stuff. This is, if anybody is here and they self-describe as a conservative or a Republican or a Trump supporter, this is the opposite of what those groups are supposed to represent. And they ought to be put under the jail from my perspective. But the Capitol, in my regard, is almost a sacred place. It's the people's house. It is the most recognizable symbol in the world, the top of the Capitol building. You know, it represents something, all that we are. And to storm that building and vandalize it and break windows and topple statues and fire guns, I mean, it's unbelievable. And these people need to be put under the jail.
And that was our interview with Mike Johnson, congressman for Louisiana, as he was, well, witnessing history, as a part of history. Not necessarily a good history that we may want to remember, but there was. Well, coming up next here on American Ground Radio, we have a bright spot, I think, given this week, first week of 2021, which a lot of people was hoping is going to be different. I think we need a bright spot. We'll be right back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio, where the greatness within you reflects the greatness of America, with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Maybe it was that fourth grade teacher who believed in you. Or the big-eyed girl who smiled when you were the new kid. Maybe it was watching your child as she took her first steps. Those aha moments in life when everything seemed to come into focus. Those are the bright spots that lift us up when we're feeling down and show us a path from the ordinary to the extraordinary. America's history is filled with bright spots too. The greatness of America is that it allows each of us to see the greatness within ourselves. That is how America became great. One dream, one bright spot at a time.
Bright Spots Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, and brightspotsbigcountry.com.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
The Conservative Kid Growth Kit, a fun, patriotic adventure for children ages 5 and up. Journey back to America with the entire family with the Growth Kit travel suitcase, including presidential tumbler, a Teddy Roosevelt teddy bear, and exclusive Founding Fathers flashcards that introduce the words of the Founding Fathers. The Conservative Kid Growth Kit is the perfect gift. Fun, educational, and endless activities. Preserve our freedoms for the next generation. The Conservative Kid Growth Kit at conservativekid.com.
A lot has changed from when Nola Osh started school until the time she finished.
When I received my diploma, it was a big to-do.
At 95 years young, Nola became the world's oldest college graduate.
If we don't concentrate on our ages, we go ahead and do things as if we were younger.
So no matter how old you are, live life and pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
9,997. No, no, no.
Suppose Thomas Edison had given up.
9,998.
But his failures only led him to the next idea.
9,999.
Picture Times Square, dim, Las Vegas, dark, your home, black. Picture no electric light.
10,000. Come on, come on.
Optimism. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Paul with Louis R. Avalone.
You know, I think it was William F. Buckley said something to the effect of that liberals preach about tolerance, and yet, you know, when they find out that there's an opinion other than their own,
right,
they're shocked.
They're just
amazed. And that goes along a little bit about what you were saying earlier about how liberals, how Democrats, instead of trying to address what the issue is of the other side in an effort of bipartisanship, they just want to ignore you. I mean,
They want you to go away.
Or go away.
Yeah. They don't,
either get with the program or get out.
Yeah. You shouldn't be part of their society.
So,
and that's dangerous.
Michelle Obama, former First Lady of the United States.
Right.
She has today called for tech companies in general, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, to permanently ban President Trump from their platforms.
Now, she didn't have to call for that. They were already wanting to do it.
But see, this is not, I'm sorry, this is not America.
No, and it's not liberal, by the way. You can't call people in the Democrat Party liberal because a liberal says, I may disagree with what you say, but I will fight to the death to defend your right to say it. Michelle Obama is not liberal because she is willing to fight to shut up Donald Trump, not to protect his right to say things.
And she had the audacity to go on to say that those Trump supporters who stormed the Capitol were treated with kid gloves, and the unarmed woman who was shot and killed by Capitol Police apparently is not a concern for Michelle Obama.
Or the people who were hit with tear gas or the flashbangs, they were not treated with kid gloves. And no, it's not true. Tell you what, let's leave that nastiness and head for a bright spot. So what the Democrats are wanting to do for this country, Kamala Harris, the squad, etc., what they want to do is very, very scary. And what's more frightening is that the only people at this point now who can stop the Democrats from doing it are Democrats. That's the frightening part. I saw an interview on Tucker Carlson, though, with Tulsi Gabbard. They were talking about some of the gender rules that have just been put in place by Nancy Pelosi in the House, right? Here's Tulsi Gabbard.
And it's the height of hypocrisy for people who claim to be the champions of rights for women to deny the very biological existence of women. And this recent rule change that the House just actually voted and passed on today that you were talking about, removing references to, you know, mothers and fathers, brothers and sisters, sons and daughters from congressional rules and administration.
So, look, Tulsi Gabbard was one of the only Democrats in the House who had a firm grasp on common sense.
Now she's on her way out.
That's the sad part. Did not
run for re-election.
She's no longer in Congress. So she can't stop Congress from doing what the Democrats are wanting to do. But there is one other Democrat, and I'm going to call him the essential Democrat, who has the ability to stop the crazy things the Democrats actually want to do. The question is, does he have the will and the courage to do it?
Who are you talking about?
Joe Manchin. Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia. Just about the only Democrat still in statewide office in West Virginia. In an interview with the New York Times, he wrote, quote, "I really think that when you break the filibuster, you break the Senate. And I'm not going to be part of breaking the Senate. I can tell you that. The Senate is a pretty special place because the Founding Fathers intended it to be that way. But they also intended us to work in a bipartisan way and to where the minority always had input. You break the rules of the filibuster, the minority has nothing. There's no purpose whatsoever. You're no different than a glorified house." The Democrats want to end the filibuster. Chuck Schumer wants to end the filibuster. But he can't do it if Joe Manchin doesn't agree. So that's a good thing.
That is. That is certainly a
All
good
right.
thing.
But how about defunding the police? This is a tweet from November 11th. "Defund the police? Defund my butt. I'm a proud West Virginia Democrat. We are the party of working men and women. We want to protect America's jobs and health care. We do not have some crazy socialist agenda, and we do not believe in defunding the police." So now I think Joe Manchin's a little confused about what his party does stand for and what it doesn't. He should probably read the Democrat Party platform. But at least he is still willing to take a stand for common sense.
Okay, but let's not forget that folks who do not toe the party line, and I know there's a lot of folks that say, well, that's the same for the conservatives or the Republicans.
Not quite as much.
But Nancy Pelosi has proved time and time again that if you do not toe her agenda,
right,
you're going to get primaried.
Okay, so...
I mean, that's just the way that it is, especially you can't, for example, you can't be a pro-life Democrat and be a part of the Democrat Party.
That's right.
It's an impossibility under current leadership.
You're right. And if John Bel Edward ever ran for national office and ever got into Congress, he would be shunned by Democrats if he voted pro-life. Look, I'm not saying Joe Manchin's perfect, right? He's not a hero. But he's an essential person right now, and he may actually end up being the most powerful person in Congress. Because if he objects to what the Democrats do, they can't do it without him.
Well, there's little solace for 74 million plus Americans to think that they're putting their country in the hands of Democrats, stopping Democrats.
I agree. Coming up next, got a moment of woe. Stick around.
You're listening to American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
The Conservative Kid Growth Kit, a fun, patriotic adventure for children ages 5 and up. Journey back to America with the entire family with the Growth Kit travel suitcase, including presidential tumbler, a Teddy Roosevelt teddy bear, and exclusive Founding Fathers flashcards that introduce the words of the Founding Fathers. The Conservative Kid Growth Kit is the perfect gift. Fun, educational, and endless activities. Preserve our freedoms for the next generation. The Conservative Kid Growth Kit at conservativekid.com.
Maybe it was that fourth grade teacher who believed in you. Or the big-eyed girl who smiled when you were the new kid. Maybe it was watching your child as she took her first steps. Those aha moments in life when everything seemed to come into focus. Those are the bright spots that lift us up when we're feeling down and show us a path from the ordinary to the extraordinary. America's history is filled with bright spots, too. The greatness of America is that it allows each of us to see the greatness within ourselves. That is how America became great. One dream, one bright spot at a time.
Bright Spots Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, and brightspotsbigcountry.com.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land Is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
Baby, they let me be. Your love and teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Paul with Lewis R. Avalone.
All right, so in the category of the Grammy nominated category of Best Children's Album, all five.
We should have gotten nominated for that for our Freedom
Sing
CD. You
know what? Let me get to the story.
Oh, okay.
So all five of the acts that were nominated for the 2021 Best Children's Album to have a Grammy Award, they've all declined their nominations. And you're not going to believe, well, you probably will. They've declined the nominations because all of them, those acts that were nominated, are white. They say that after a year like 2020, to have an all-white slate of nominees seemed really tone deaf, so they turned down the nominations, but apparently they did take the check. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I mean, seriously.
Well, no, look, to turn down a nomination for something you actually did just because you're white, that's like the exact opposite of what Barack Obama did. He accepted the Nobel Peace Prize.
I understand.
Even though he hadn't done a darn thing.
No, I understand.
He should have said when they said, you know, yeah, he wants the Nobel Peace Prize, he should have said, whoa.
When I say whoa, I mean whoa.
Barbara and Clive Walshaw haven't been able to hug their grandkids in 9 months. The usually close-knit family has been trying to follow safety guidelines for COVID, and since both Barbara and Clive are in their 70s, they certainly don't want to get the disease. But they desperately wanted to hug Quinn, Morgan, and Mackenzie, who are 6, 8, and 14. That's when Barbara saw something online that gave her an idea. She ordered two inflatable polar bear costumes, one for her and one for Clive.
There you go.
Then Barbara and Clive went over to the grandchildren's home wearing the costumes. When the kids saw these giant polar bears bounding across the street, they were shocked at first. When they realized it was Grandma and Grandpa inside, they ran up to give them their hugs. Barbara said, "Everyone was so happy in those 6 minutes, and we laughed and cried. I loved it. The costumes worked really well, totally enclosed. It was the best idea I've ever had, I think."
Yeah, they were all happy until PETA showed up.
May your pursuit of happiness bring you joy.
Anytime, anywhere. Smartphone, TuneIn Radio app, WGSO.com. On the AM dial at 990, we are WGSO New Orleans.